the 2006 International AIDS Conference, Time to Deliver, brought to you by KaiserNetwork.org.
It is with great pride that I now declare the 16th International AIDS Conference officially open.
Canada's Governor General Michelle Jean welcomed an estimated 24,000 participants from more than 170 countries to the 16th International AIDS Conference in Toronto on Sunday. Frika Chia Ishkandar of the Asia-Pacific Network of People Living with HIV/AIDS asked delegates to consider the significance of this year's theme, A Time to Deliver.
It means that we are beyond words, beyond talk, beyond commitments. It is time for the real thing. At this conference, we want to make changes, overcome the challenges, and deliver what is most needed on the ground. Deliver what's needed to improve the quality of life of people living with HIV and AIDS, and to deliver HIV prevention programs. Involve more young people, because prevention is still possible.
While acknowledging there is still much more to deliver, UNAIDS Executive Director Peter Piot encouraged the audience to build upon the current successes of scaling up prevention and access to treatment.
We have our first and perhaps our only opportunity to move the AIDS response into an entirely other league, where we build our emergency actions and put in place a long-term sustainable response.
Bill and Melinda Gates, co-founders of the Gates Foundation, highlighted the need to put the power to prevent HIV in the hands of women, and in particular to accelerate the development of microbicides that would allow women to protect themselves from HIV.
No matter where she lives, who she is, or what she does, a woman should never need her partner's permission to save her own life.
On Monday, Bill Gates and former U.S. President Bill Clinton appeared together to discuss their priorities for ending the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Clinton emphasized the need to fight stigma.
If there is an aggressive effort against stigma and an absolute guarantee you'll have the medicine and care you need, then we could have more people know their status, and I think more people would be willing to do whatever's necessary not to infect others. I don't see how we're ever going to catch up unless people are at least aware that they could be giving the virus to other people.
Without us, there is no life, and so we need to be taken seriously from now.
At a session on women in the fight against HIV/AIDS, Melinda Gates also discussed overcoming stigma.
And I think you need far more people talking out about actively saying, I am HIV positive in my country, I'm living, I'm healthy, I'm on antiretrovirals. And I think as we get more of those examples, we're going to start to break through stigma. I think we're just starting to see it now because it hasn't been that long that you could get ARVs.
Respecting the needs and rights of HIV/AIDS affected communities was a focus of Monday's events. Throughout the conference, participants will also hear about scientific advances, like novel drug treatments and new prevention approaches, as well as the importance of leadership and accountability. Jill Braden-Balderas with KaiserNetwork.org.